Randall, how valuable a tool is that run pass thing, whether execute or run, and then Aaron turns and wheels it out outside to one of you guys? How valuable a tool is that option?
It's definitely very valuable to our offense. It just gives us another play, adds to our passing game, and I mean, it's like a run play. You know, hopefully you can pick up 4 or 5. If you're lucky, maybe break one.
That puts a lot of pressure on the defense, doesn't it? I mean, you know, defending the whole field, you may be in a run-heavy form. And it just puts a lot of pressure on it, doesn't it?
It definitely does. It makes it tough for defenses to stop, but that's one of the reasons we put it in is the offense.
For a guy like you, it just gets you in more space, lets you operate and be more dangerous. Would you say that would be accurate?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. If you can beat one guy, make one guy miss, you know, you're off to the races. And you know what? Worse, you're going to pick up 4 or 5 yards.
Randall's guy was drafted late in the second round. How long does draft position matter once you get to the NFL? Aaron Rodgers not drafted as high as Alex. So how long does any of that stuff matter, if at all, once you get into the pros?
It doesn't. What you do in the past means nothing. You know, what I did last year means nothing. What I did in high school means nothing. What I did in college, it's all about what you can do today and what you're going to do in the future.
How's your shoulder now? Is it pretty much back to 100%, or are you still feeling a little bit?
I wouldn't say that. You know, it's something I'm still dealing with. Still can't use. I'm not going to get into that, but it's not where I want it to be.
How much of these last couple of days off helped in that regard?
Well, I mean, definitely, you know, having time, more time, having an extra day, getting ready for a Monday night game, definitely giving a little bit more time to heal up.
Then when you see Devontae Adams go out, what goes through the mind, and how do you guys need to step it up come Monday?
Well, you know, we're hoping we can get him back. We don't know what the implication is as of right now. But, I mean, that's we know as a unit what we got to do. You know, what our job is to do is to go out there and catch balls and make plays and to get open. So we'll continue to do that the best we can.
And when you say that you know your job as a unit, what do you want to see Monday night out on the field? What would you say was a successful night?
Well, I would love to see Devontae out there. I would love to see him out there being able to run around and make plays. You know, me and JJ leading, Ty Montgomery stepping up. He had made some big plays this past week. We expect for him to continue to progress like that, continue to get on page with Aaron. You know, we got to go out there and make the plays, and there's a lot of plays that we left out on the field last week, and we're just trying to build off that.
How about a guy like Ty Montgomery stepping up at the end of last game, and you see him come through, and Rodgers also too? Everyone wants to see it count.
Yeah, definitely. That was huge. I think not only for him, but for us as an offense, he just adds. We knew what he had, what he was capable of, the potential that he had, but for him to go out there and make a few plays and start to show it, it's huge for us as a group. That I think gives confidence in everybody in him, and you know that's great for our offense.
Why was he able to make such an immediate contribution?
I mean, one, catching the ball. I mean, you got to catch the ball. You know, unfortunately, we had an injury. He had to step in. He had a ball thrown his way. He made the play. He was able to break some tackles. You know, that's the kind of player that we thought he would be, and it's just for him to continue to do what he's doing.